Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I hope you're having an awesome Sunday so far. And I have the one and only Erin Farney on the phone. Hey, Erin.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. It's been such a busy October, and it's just the beginning. And so and for everybody listening, Erin Farney is an outreach and resource specialist with the South Central Kansas Economic Development District, Inc. And it always ties me up. So we'll just call them SCED. Okay, so Erin, I haven't talked to you in a while. There's so much going on with SCED right now. So what is new with you guys?
Well, we are gearing up for National Weatherization Month, which is in October. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. Just gives us a chance to really promote the weatherization program. You know, we, again, serve 40 counties in the state of Kansas, so we like to get the word out and make sure that people know that this program is available and kind of what it entails. So that's why we are on here and reaching out so everyone can get the info.
Absolutely. And we've had Erin on the phone with us a couple of times. But what's interesting, first of all, I didn't know that October was National Weatherization Month. So that's really cool. And you said we're going to talk about pretty much what all the programs entail. Now, some people listening right now may have never heard about this before. So for anyone, any first-time listeners, what exactly is some of the programs SCED offers, more specifically the weatherization program?
So I'll start with that one, and then I definitely can touch on some of the other programs as well, because
sure,
we do have things that can help. But weatherization, that program is one of the largest residential energy efficiency programs, mm-hmm, in the nation. And we handle, like I said, 40 counties in the state of Kansas. What the program does, it helps to improve, you know, heating efficiency and fuel savings, which, you know, basically kind of keep the cold air in and out, just make the home more energy efficient altogether. This program is at no cost to those that do qualify. It is an income-based program.
Mm-hmm.
And we are state funded. So it can be for homeowners. It can be for renters.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on whoever is living in the home. So even with someone who is renting or doing a rent to own, we just have to have the landlord's signature. It doesn't cost the landlord anything. So really it is a win-win for everyone to help bring down, you know, your energy bills and make the home more energy efficient.
Awesome. And wow, that's good to know, homeowners and renters. I remember last time when we ran the segment, people were like, can we do this as homeowners? And so that's really good to know. Again, on the phone, Erin Farney. She is an outreach and resource specialist for SCED. You can go to skedd.org for a list of all of their programs that they have to offer. We're talking about the Weatherization Assistance Program. And just like Erin mentioned earlier, this program is one of the largest energy residential programs in the nation, just helping to improve heating efficiency, our fuel savings, and it's at no cost to those who qualify. also income-based, so it's definitely a win-win, helping with those energy bills for landlords, for tenants, whether you're renting or owning. And I learned earlier, too, October is National Weatherization Month, so here we are trying to get the word out about this program. And just to kind of recap, Aaron, when you say you guys handle 40 counties in the state of Kansas, and talking about weatherization itself, so in someone's home, what does some of that consist of?
So we have, you know, just an idea. I mean, of course, every home is going to be different based when our inspector goes out and does do the full inspection and does an audit on the home. But some of the things that we generally look at are they do sealing of drafts and air leaks, like doing caulking and weather stripping around windows and doors. We do testing, cleaning, repairs, and possibly replacement of heating and cooling systems and water heaters, adding insulation to ceiling, walls, floors, foundations. We usually will provide LED light bulbs, fan upgrades as far as, you know, in the bathrooms and possibly refrigerators. So it's a really great deal. And like I said, each home can be different, but we just urge everyone to fill out an application, go through that process, and then we can find out how we can serve you.
Awesome. And speaking of applications, I know sometimes there's waiting lists for these things. Is there a waiting list right now for applicants?
There is. What we do a generalized quote, so it really can kind of vary. Okay. Right now, we're giving just an approximate time of about 6 months, and that is from the time of the initial inspection to the final inspection.
Got it.
So the entire process.
Okay. So if somebody's interested in applying for the Weatherization Assistance Program, I'm on the website right now. You can go to skedd.org. That's SKED. And right there, you'll see the Weatherization Assistance Program. About how long can someone plan on applying? And is online the best way for someone to apply?
You know, I would say it's the fastest. We can't submit, they can't fill out the application online. However, we do have a new email, info@sked.org. Okay. If someone has questions or they want to print off the application and they want to email it over, then that obviously can go a little slower or a little faster than snail mail. So, you know, I would recommend definitely people doing that. As far as the processing of applications, that's really just going to depend on if they have provided all the information we need. But Katie is really quick about getting all to those and getting those done. You know, usually if everything is included that is needed, it only would take her, you know, a couple weeks to get that done. However, like I said, that's an average time right now. That could be increased down the line. I will say that in the month of October, due to weatherization month and because it's starting to get cooler, we do bump up anybody that has no heat to priority. So I would just let everyone know that that's the case as well. And, you know, that can help you out. If you don't have any heat, then don't stress that you actually are bumped up to priority at that point.
Okay, awesome. And the voice you hear right now, Erin Farney, we've had her on Empower Wichita with us before, outreach and resource specialist for South Central Kansas Economic Development District, better known as SCED. And we're talking about the Weatherization Assistance Program, one of the largest energy programs in the nation, right here, 40 counties in Kansas, to help improve heating efficiency and fuel savings for your home. She just said, because it's starting to get a little bit cooler, applications for people with no heat will be bumped up to priority. And so this is for renters, this is for owners, renting to own. You can give this information to your landlord, but head over to sked.org. That's going to be the easiest, skedd.org. It lists all the qualifications, what you need to do, what the Weatherization Assistance Program is exactly, and the whole application. But for at no cost for those families and people who qualify, this is income based. It's to help bring down your energy bills, make your home more energy efficient. Aaron mentioned earlier that's caulking around windows and doors. Is there a draft? Fixing insulation. They'll have an inspector come out and do an audit on your home for no charge to you to check for window leaks, possibly repair heating and coolant systems. LED bulbs, all kinds of stuff, fan upgrades. So you can go to sked.org. Now, Aaron, what, I'm not sure if you have the answer for this, what inspired this organization to start offering assistance with weatherization? Was it just a growing issue with homes not being insulated properly and stuff like that? Like, what was the whole foundation and the inspiration for this program?
I think it was a combination, and it's actually a nationwide program. So most of the states throughout the country actually have this through the Department of Energy and through LEAP, or being the Low Income Energy Assistance Program.
Yeah.
So they actually got it going. SCED actually got involved with this in 1979, and you know they do require that it has to be a nonprofit or something along those lines to be able to provide this program. And so, you know, being that SCED is a nonprofit, that was one of the things that got them involved. But yes, it was kind of a combination of homes not being energy efficient. You know, the cost of bills continued to rise. And I think that at that point, it was, you know, the Department of Energy that really got to focus on how can we make a change and make a difference. And so this is, you know, that's when the program kind of got going, and, you know, it's just spread like wildfire, and it's a blessing throughout the entire country.
Well, I am just so glad that SCED decided to take on this initiative. And again, on the phone with me is Erin Farney, Outreach and Resource Specialist with SCED. We've had her on the phone before, and so we want to highlight how the South Central Kansas Economic Development District is accepting applications right now for their weatherization program. And just a reminder, you can head to SCED.org to see if you qualify. This is for, you know, income eligible families, and they have the whole list right here. They have a video, they have information on how you can apply. They have the brochure. Everything is at SCED.org. Just click on their weatherization assistance program to see if you could qualify, because if you do, this is at no charge to renters, to owners. So you might as well see if you can qualify for this. And it also lists all the services they include, like she mentioned earlier, the weather stripping, the caulking, doors and windows. And you can see this entire list. Like I said, SCED.org, just click on their weatherization assistance program. And if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm hanging out with Erin Farney on the phone, and she is an outreach and resource specialist for the South Central Kansas Economic Development District, and we're talking about some of their programs. October is National Weatherization Month. So I don't know, Erin, you guys do so much. Like you mentioned earlier, you guys handle 40 counties in the state of Kansas. Do you want to touch on any of the other programs SCED does, or do we want to specifically focus right now on the main one, which is the Weatherization Assistance Program?
No, I absolutely will touch on some of the other programs that we have. We have, you know, a business, Kansas Business Loans or Lending, and they deal with all a vast amount of things. And I would just recommend to go onto the website and check it out. But it's for, you know, small business owners. We deal with microloans for less than $50,000. We deal with, you know, the 504 loans, which are going to be, you know, up to hundreds of thousands and even into millions. We do offer, you know, guidance as far as someone who is just having the idea of starting a business, that they don't have a business plan in place. They do offer, you know, some education and some guidance as far as that. So we have some great individuals that are involved in that program. So if you have any questions regarding that, I would just recommend that you give us a call, and you can leave, they can point you in the right direction and get you to the right person, and you can discuss any of that with them.
Nice.
We also have the Community Development and Grants Program. I'm going to be more focused around the communities as far as they do, I mean, all kinds. They do housing grants, they do street projects, but it's usually going through the city officials and things along those lines. But, you know, we do have a lot of intelligent people working, getting the grants written and submitted. So it's amazing what kind of work that they do.
Wow. Yeah, I knew you guys did a lot more than just a weatherization program. And that in itself is such a massive program. Again, 40 counties just in the state of Kansas. And real quick, on the phone with Aaron Farney with SCED, and we're talking about all the programs that SCED has to offer. We mentioned the Weatherization Assistance Program. Get all the information at SCED.org, SCKEDD.org. It's a program to help improve heating efficiency and fuel savings in your home, so it'll save you some money. Caulking around the windows and doors, if you always feel like there's a draft, this might be something you want to look into. And it's at no cost to those who qualify, and it is income-based also. So it's also getting cooler. Applications for people with no heat will be bumped up to a priority. So if you feel like you need some fan upgrades, insulation added to floors, to foundations, this is for homeowners and renters. So again, we're talking about the different programs that the South Central Kansas Economic Development District has to offer, better known as SCED. So go ahead, Erin.
We also have a newer program, the Community Housing Resurgence Program. And this program, we're trying to kind of get up and going. We are looking at either acquiring a home through a donation or purchasing at a smaller cost. Our goal is to go in and to revitalize that home and to help walk through a low to moderate income family into purchasing that home to kind of help stimulate the economy on all sides.
So, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a great program as well, and we're really trying to get that up and going. So yeah, we offer quite a bit, and you know, we really are excited about everything that we offer. So
again, you can see all the different programs. Go to sked.org. That's SCKEDD.org. On the phone with Aaron Farney, and we are really just focusing on the Weatherization Assistance Program. If you are in need of this, please don't hesitate to learn all about it. Go to sked.org. I'm going to post the link on our website, power935.com. Just learn about it and all their other programs. The newest program, the Community Housing Resurgence Program, their community and grants programs. I mean, the list goes on. I won't rant and name them all. You guys can head to sked.org. And I just want to thank you, Aaron. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap up? Not just about the weatherization program, any of the programs, or just anything that I might have missed?
No, I think we touched everything. I just encourage everyone to go to our website, check it out, or if you don't have access to the internet, feel free to give us a call. Okay. We have individuals in every program that can answer any questions for you, and we're happy to help provide any answers or guidance with anything that we can. So you have to definitely reach out to us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. Don't move. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5. 3.5.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.